May Bumps.
Cam FM.
The minute cannon has just gone, and Sienna is there at first post corner. Sienna, how are the crews shaping up as they get ready to race?
Well, they're all looking a bit nervous right now, as they would. They've got a long course to row if they row over, and if they bump, it's never easy to do that either. But the coxes, the boats have now just pushed out from the bank and are getting themselves in line to get the best possible start. The conditions are getting a little bit more unsettled. I know Beth said that the cam was looking like a mirror, but certainly up here there's a bit more wind. And the cannon has just gone off. So we have Claire, which got off to an explosive start. They're just doing their starting sequence, which seems to consist of a series of very powerful strokes. But Jesus have made a really excellent start and are already about a length away, which is incredibly impressive. So Jesus, rowing very strongly up to Claire as they go past through first post corner. I'm expecting it's going to bump quite soon. They've taken an excellent line round first post corner and are closing in on Claire. We now have Fitz, who are in pursuit of Jesus. There's about two lengths on them. They're looking determined, but they're not as close. Now we've got Keys coming past. Again, close. And followed by Darwin, who are looking strong, looking very strong, but they've got a very close line on first post corner, almost brushing the bank. This is looking very worrying. Now we have Cats, who are about 3 to 4 lengths away. I'll just pass you over to Ben at Grassy.
Yes, thank you. I've just seen a concession. Claire 3 have been bumped by Jesus, but they're in the middle of the river and they're going to struggle to clear before Fitz 2 plough through them. They've recovered, thankfully. So the swans of Jesus bumping the ugly ducklings of Claire, and they've parted to allow Fitz through. Now Keys are chasing Fitz, but Keys themselves being chased by Darwin, and I think Keys are going to get bumped before they bump. And I can just see St. Cats on the horizon, but I'm going to throw back to Beth now to see what she can see. Any more action, Beth? Sienna.
Yes, there's been quite a lot of action up here. It looks like Downing have been bumped by Corpus. They have just pulled into the bank, and we've got all the other crews rowing past now, right as they've cleared the river quite quickly. Pass you over to Ben, where there's some more action.
Yes, Keys are about to crash into the bank, which is action enough, I think. They're being overtaken, in fact, by Darwin 2. Yep, Keys just pulling in now. They've conceded as the boats draw level. So, yep, Darwin 2 have bumped up on Keys 3, meaning that Fitz look good for the row over. But excitingly now, this looks very much like we've got Wilson 2 chasing Cat 3. There's almost overlap. It's down to a couple of feet. Unfortunately for Wolfson, they've taken a really poor line, and they risk crashing into the bank themselves. It's back to about a length now. So it just goes to show, really, how important coxing is, because the line you take around these bends can add such distance. St. Ed 2 now going past me. Clear water behind them, so I think probably the next boat I can see is Selwyn 3, which means Hughes Hall and Homerton. No, Hughes Hall and Homerton nowhere to be seen. Sienna, can you confirm what's going on lower down the division?
Ben!
Up to Ed.
Yes, that battle between Wolfson 2 and Cat 3 is getting extremely exciting right in front of the plough. This is what spectators so rarely see, because you see so little of the river, but they're down to about a canvas as they come on their way into Ditton. They're pulling the blades back, the Cats were trying their hardest to avoid splashing the water, but occasionally they bounce off the waves like a gazelle, really. And well, more like an impaler, that one. But Wolfson now trying to impale Cat 3 themselves down to about a quarter of a length. Whistles. This is it. Coming from the back. Go back to you, Ben, briefly.
Yes, loads of bumps, actually, just to confirm. Selwyn 3 have been bumped by Hughes Hall 2, and Christ 3 have been bumped by Sydney 2. Bordlin rode past me, which means I think that Trinity Hall 3 have been bumped, Point Jesus 4. All sorts of bumping going on down here. So back up to you, Ed. You're not going to see very many crews, I'm afraid.
Not very many exciting crews. I've got Edge 2 rowing past. They'll be disappointed. They wanted to get Blades today, but because Corbett's bumped Downing, doesn't look like they've got any options left. I've got Hughes Hall 2 lowing down the river, and then, yeah, way back is probably the sandwich boat Jesus, but I've actually missed all the action. So let's actually go up to Long Reach now and Beth.
Hello, I can just about see the crews coming past me. I've got, I think, a bit to the top, looking very comfortable. They've got clear water either side of them. It does look like there is some action slightly further down, so I'm actually walking further down to see what's going on between the pursuing crews, who I imagine at this time. I'm very sorry, my start orders were all very confusing, but yeah, I've got Fitz coming past me. All they have to do is row home now. They're not going to be caught. Quite an easy row. They're looking much more relaxed than they were earlier. And I've got, bear with me, just running up the up the towpath, it's all good. Then I've got, who have I got? I have got... I've got some cats coming past me now. I'm here by Wolfson.
Please!
There's a in it. I don't know how well they're going to go, but I will go back up the path. Was that Ed? Is anything coming past you? It didn't anymore.
Well, Modeling 3 have just come past me. They've got acres of clear water here. Shall we go for a rundown with Ben at Grassy?
Yeah, so far what looks like it's happening is we know that Claire 3 were bumped by Jesus 3. Fitz 2 row over, we think. Key 3 bumped by Darwin 2. Now St. Cat 3 and Wilson 2, that's a battle that's developing and is going to go right to the death by the sounds of it. Downing 3 were bumped by Corpus 2, Downing 3 getting their spoons. St. Ed's 2 look like they're going to row over because Selwyn 3 were bumped by Hughes Hall 2, so spoons and blades apiece there. Homerton 2 rowed over, I think. Christ 3 bumped by Sydney 2. It looks like Magdalen had a long, long row over ahead of them. And Trinity Hall 3 were bumped by Jesus 4. So Jesus 4 cement their place in this division for the year to come. Now I'm going to throw back to Beth to see if she's got any more on the St. Cat and Wolfson chase.
Thank you, Ben. I can just about see them going under the railway bridge, and it looks like no matter how close they were getting, I mean, Wolfson really were within a quarter of a boat length by at some point. I don't think that they bumped. I'm going to call that was a rollover for both Cats and Wolfson. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks very much, Beth. So those are the results. Then we're going to call that as a rowover between St. Cats and Wolfson, although we will confirm that, of course, for you in about 15 minutes' time. Just to let you know, Downing... Oh, Downing, you've done well. Downing are rowing past me. They got spoons, but each of them rowing with a spoon in his hair instead of foliage, except for one gentleman who's sporting some kind of England flag hat. I'm not sure what other event in the world that could possibly be a reference to, because as far as I'm aware, there is only one sporting event that anyone cares about today, and that is here by the River Cam.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
So we have a results update from that men's division 4. It's not exactly as we called it. There's a little surprise in the middle. So we had Jesus 3 bumping up on Claire 3. Fitz 2 rode over. Darwin 2 bumped up on Keys 3. And Cats 3 were being pursued by Wolfson 2. And at Ditton, where I was stood, it was down to an exciting canvas. And I thought, oh, is the bump going to happen? Is the bump going to happen? Down the long reach. You know, Wolfson was still pressing Cats 3. And the question is, was the bumps going to happen? And the answer is, Wolfson were involved in the bump. They got overbumped by Eds 2, who were 10th on the river, which meant they could choose to row to the higher finish. So there's two finishes in bumps. The top nine boats row to one finish, the bottom nine to the other finish. If you're 10th, you can, if you're in pursuit of a bump, row further down the course than is necessary to get a bump, and they got their overbump and got blades by bumping Wolfson 2. So that was exciting. Corpus 2 bumped up on Downing 3 to give Downing 3 spoons. Hughes Hall 2 bumped up on Selwyn 3, Selwyn 3 spoons, Hughes Hall 2 blades. Homerton 2 row over. Christ 3 get bumped by Sydney Sussex M2, who, despite having moved up 6 places on the week, will not be getting blades because they failed to bump earlier in the week. They went up 4 places yesterday with an overbump and a bump at Sandwich Boat. Magdalen 3 row over. Jesus 4 bump up to finish level on the week by giving Trinity Hall 3 their spoons.
1, 2, 1, 2. Rowing in the made bumps, everyone has a role to play. It's all about the people playing to individuals' natural strengths. Going out there and showing what you've got.
At EY, we think everyone has got what it takes. It's why our graduate and undergraduate opportunities let you use your strengths in ways that come naturally to you. In tax, corporate finance, audit or advisory.
Get ready. Applications for all EY programmes open on the 1st of July.
Learn more at ey.com/uk/careers. EY, proud sponsors of May Bumps coverage on CAM FM.